Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Today, I have a special treat for the AI Hustle community. We're going to be talking to Connor about becoming an advisor, becoming someone that can help teach other companies how to use AI and how you can actually monetize that, how you can make money from that. This is something that Connor is phenomenal at. He is over at NYU Stern. He's the chief AI architect over there. So he's teaching students and faculty all the time. And he's been doing this since the beginning of this whole AI craze. And because of this, he's caught the eye of a bunch of huge companies. He's been over to JPMorgan Chase, PNWC, just Deloitte, right? Am I misquoting anyone
absolutely.
Here, Connor? You've been to all the big companies. He goes to hedge funds, banks, all these people, and he's consulting. He's an AI consultant, helping them to actually implement the AI that they're seeing in the world into what they're doing. So today on the podcast, I want to talk about ways that listeners can become their own AI consultants, whether that's on a big scale, talking to these, you know, Fortune 500s, or whether that's talking to small mom and pop shops and helping them get onboarded, some of the things that you think are most important. So I guess for you, Connor, what would you say is really helpful or key as far as building credibility, right? Like, let's say someone wants to go and approach a company and help them work on AI strategies. What do you think that those companies are looking for when it comes to credibility? What can people be doing?
Yeah, no. And thanks for having me on. I love AI Hustle. It's one of my favorite podcasts out there. Yeah. Listen, I think that the biggest thing is when I go out and talk to companies, some of the big companies out there, I created my own way of doing it. And I think that's critical. So first of all, if you want to be doing this, you have to start now. Obviously, you have to be on LinkedIn. You have to be posting what's interesting out there. You have to be gaining some credibility for sure. You have to be posting on other people's things like mine or other people who, so people start to recognize you as somebody in this space. You have to build that kind of following. Don't worry about number of followers, all that kind of stuff. But the most important thing that I've learned, so as Jaden alluded to, so I'm chief AI architect over at NYU Stern, but I started going out and talking to other companies, and I started with learning from them, right? So I've been now working with, OpenAI and McKinsey and NASA and all these like really cool places, but I didn't start by saying, hey, I'm going to pitch you on this thing. It doesn't work. What helps is when I went out and said, hey, I have this certain way of doing this. I'd love to learn how you guys are doing this because I think that I can share what I'm learning and you guys can share with me a little bit. That there is a process. Don't compare where like I am now, for example, to where you are if you're just starting off in this space. Remember, I was sort of like also there not long ago. So number one is set realistic expectations about working your way up. Go out into the world and find this stuff. But here's like one of the big things that I learned right away is that just because you know how to use generative AI, it doesn't mean that you are good at teaching generative AI. So you have to get good at teaching generative AI and you have to teach it different. It's sort of like if you're like really into yoga and you want to do it every morning, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, you could just go out and say like, I'm a yoga instructor. But until you get people to want to do yoga, you're not going to have any clients. And so I think the biggest thing for me was to understand that teaching it is far, far different from knowing it because this is a behavioral change. This is much less like learning French or calculus or Excel or something like that, and much more like how do I inspire somebody to step on a treadmill every day? It's totally behavioral. That's why. So I created this course around this, and the course is all around just like behavioral changes. How do we do adoption? So I think that's the big takeaway is number one, just because you're good at it, don't assume that other people are good at it. You have to learn how to teach it. And second of all, slowly start building your credibility.
100%. I love that. A couple follow-up questions on that. I think that'll be really tangible. But the big thing I want to say here is like, if people are interested in learning how to become a better teacher and learning a lot of new AI skills themselves, they should check out your generative AI course. I'll have a link in the description for that. That's going to have a ton of content as they're going and helping companies. So my first question though is like on social media, because this is kind of part of the credibility. So like as listeners are probably going to go out and start reaching out to people. Now, if they have a big social media following, they can start reaching out to big companies right away. If they are smaller, they'll probably start reaching out to smaller mom and pop shops, or just, you know, smaller companies that maybe aren't integrating it yet. There's a bunch of tools and strategies around that. But regardless, where do you put the most value? Like, which social media platforms, I guess, would you say are the most important? Is that YouTube, LinkedIn, X, TikTok? Yeah. I know you're on all of them, doing well on all of them. So which are the most important? And whatever's the most important, what is, I guess, your number one growth tip for each of these?
I think lean into wherever you're big. So it can be any of those things, but lean into wherever you're big and you have the most credibility. For me, it's LinkedIn. And LinkedIn probably just is the best because that's where people tend to be looking. But also you can learn a ton from other people on those platforms. So learn from what other people are posting. And again, it's a little bit of a crowded space, right? So the way that I would do it if I were sort of starting off now, and this is how I did do it, this is how I got kind of big in this space, right? Is that I started posting about like my take on things, not just like, hey, this is what's happening. I mean, you might want to do that, but also have an opinion on it. And also I think that, and Jaden, sorry, but I'm just going to sort of say this. I think your opinion should be kind of like my opinion because it's different. It's like, listen, it's not enough just to learn this stuff. We have to change our behavior around that stuff. That's what I would lean into. And I'm not trying to pitch the course here, but like go in and steal what I talk about in my course. Like, I don't care, right? I mean, like go in and say, listen, if you really want adoption in your company, all that kind of stuff, if you want to change, then we have to change how you think about this, not just learning it. Because again, it's sort of like learning how to use a treadmill. We already know. It's sort of like knowing how to eat less and exercise. We already know. The problem here is that this is a behavioral thing. So what I would sort of suggest is say, hey, name your framework. Come up with a framework. Use ChatGPT. Say everything that you think about this, because if you're wanting to do this and you better know a bunch about it, I'm guessing you do, and start putting stuff into ChatGPT and say, hey, or Claude, and say, hey, here's my stuff. Help me flesh out what a small course would look like. Help me flesh out like what the name of this framework is. Make it into, you know, a 5-part framework or something like that. Start coming up with something so you can say, hey, here's the Jaden Schaefer approach to this, because people want to know that there is a kind of a framework behind it. So I came up with this AI mindset framework, and it evolved a ton. So get ready to evolve it. Don't think that whatever you're coming out with is going to be the be all end all, but come with it, name it, have ChatGPT or Claude help you name it, and then come up with like a little course, just even a little mini thing that you can send people or something like that to show them your approach to it and why it is different. That's the important part.
I love this. And I will say Connor has done both. So he's done a lot of in-person events, charges a lot for that, but then also has sold hundreds and hundreds of courses as well. So having both sides of that is really beneficial. The last thing I guess I'll ask you about as we're wrapping up here, when you are approaching companies, I'm sure like you get approached by a lot of companies and you probably approach some companies. When you're approaching companies and for people listening, what are the most important things and like how does that conversation look? What are the most important things to say and to kind of touch on?
Make sure it's a back and forth. So the way that I started, and that's where you should be, okay? If you're just starting, remember, don't try to just jump into sort of like telling everybody, hey, I have this course. It's not going to work. What you do is find people who you sort of know in a company and say, hey, I'm creating this course. I'm finding this helpful with people, and go out and tell your friends about it so you have some credibility there or something. This is what I'm seeing in my space, but I see that you're over in healthcare. I'd love to exchange ideas and tell you sort of like where I'm seeing value in this and would love to learn from you because I don't have that much healthcare experience. So maybe would you be open to a half hour on the phone? I'll show you what I'm learning in this space. And guys, you got to do your research. Find out what other people are doing. Find out statistics. Find out sort of like use ChatGPT to come up with some things. You know, test this on your friends, things like that. Sort of see where this works. You have to create and add value to the person you're talking to. Don't just go out there and say like, hey, do you want to buy this? Or hey, can I come and consult for you? It's not going to work. You have to go in and say something. And this is my secret sauce. I go in and I say something like, would love to have this conversation about this with you. Would love to learn from you. And let me share what I've been doing. But this would really be helpful for me. And that way it doesn't sound salesy. And it works a lot of the time.
Absolutely love it. And I think that is the golden nugget of this episode. Honestly, that is the approach to talking to people, getting that conversation rolling, building the relationship before trying to do some sort of sales thing. That's amazing. So that is a golden nugget. Thank you so much, Connor. If people listening are interested in hearing more conversations like this and information like this, Connor and I host a podcast called AI Applied. I'll leave a link in the description, but you can just search AI Applied on Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to have you listen over there as well. We record 3 times a week. And so tons of great content covering AI news and amazing gems like this. Thanks so much, Connor, for coming on the podcast today, and we will catch you next time.